Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
I've been reading all your press clippings and listening to tapes of your shows for weeks. And you're really something. You're very funny.
I try to amuse.
I listen to your show all the time. I think you're a sick, foul mouth, disgusting man. And you make people really nauseous 365 days a year.
Man, you're so funny, man. That's why I love to listen to your show. That's why all the kids listen to you, man. Plus, you know, these goons push you around. You know, all the kids listen to you. You are the best thing on the radio!
We're going to go to a message. I'll be right back after I shoot up.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. I am glad to be with you tonight. Finally, some decent weather around here in the Kansas City metro area. Glad to be here. I'm highbrow. He's lowbrow. Together, we are unibrow.
Or middlebrow.
Middlebrow. I like unibrow.
Why am I lowbrow?
I don't know. You could be lowbrow. You could be highbrow. I don't care. Does it matter? I'm just referring to our get-together on Saturday. I got really confused as to what highbrow and lowbrow meant, so I don't really know.
Yeah, there was some carryover terminology from when I was in college.
Okay. See, all I know is that we were talking about Family Feud.
Uh-huh, right.
And I said, I don't even know who this guy was that was hosting Family Feud, and you said, is it Steve Harvey? And I said, no, I don't think it's Steve Harvey, but it's this guy right. That kind of looks like Steve Harvey. Come to find out, really is Steve Harvey, but it's like Steve Harvey's trying to look like a guy who looks like himself. It's messed up.
He's gone through something. Something hasn't been kind to him.
No, definitely not. I think it was the pizza and the nachos. But hey, great time at batting practice.
Yes,
I had the sun in my eyes. I had to put the eye black on and also the shades.
I kind of like the Popeye look, though. You're kind of giving me the squinty eye.
I thought you meant this.
No, not the guns.
Okay.
I don't want to see your anchor tattoo.
I hit a couple of long balls, though.
You did?
I did. You're really good about hitting it in the gap.
Really good about taking it in the gap.
Wow.
Oh!
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen.
Afkar is very, very sensitive.
Jared Afkar across from me and in the Batcave, of course, our producer, Mr. Batman, who likes a lot of taffy.
I love this job more than I love taffy.
And I am Brad Westmar. By the way, one thing I forgot to mention on last week's show when I said how I thought I wanted to become a beer salesman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to mention, and I totally forgotten this, that I think in real life, I could easily drink every day of my life were it not for three things, okay?
Mm.
Number one, it's the price, okay?
Right, okay.
That'd be expensive.
But if you were in the business, price wouldn't be an issue,
this
right?
is true. This
so
is that, true.
That's out the window.
True.
Okay.
Number two, my family.
You can't drink your family?
No, it's that it would be disappointing to them, and I could end up losing them. You know, you drink too much. You know, it could be a bad thing, which would not be a good thing for the family.
They might like you more.
Honestly, I think they would if they would just give me a chance. Yes, exactly. And number three, and actually most importantly, before I get to number three, when I was talking to somebody else about this, And they said, after I got to number two, they said, well, I'm glad to see the family came in with a bullet at number two. And I said, yeah, my family's second most important reason why I'm not an alcoholic. Exactly, to price. Yes.
Right.
Do people even know what with a bullet even means?
No.
Does anybody know what that means? I'm surprised Batman. Batman does know. But before you tell us, does Gerard know what with a bullet means?
I've heard it used a lot. I don't know specifically.
Let's see if Batman does. Batman, what does with a bullet mean?
That means very fast and straight to the point.
Okay. You don't know either. Okay. Truthfully, where with a bullet comes from is from, as to my knowledge, is from the top 40 charts in America or even Canada or wherever. Billboard is where I first heard it, okay? Casey's Top 40, when you would hear the songs that were moving up the charts, okay? And if a song's moving up from 40 to 37 with a bullet, meant that it had a circle around its number on the chart, which meant it still got some staying power.
So it's got some momentum.
Yes. If it went from 40 to 37 without a bullet, without that circle around it,
it's probably going to die at 37.
It's probably not going to go any further. Uh-huh. Right. Right. And that's what I meant with my family is at number two with a bullet, meaning it's moving up. Okay.
Well, but do they know they're on notice? They've got to do their part to move up.
This is true, which means they need to give me the opportunity to show them what I'd be like if I drank every day.
Yes.
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 I'm spending too much time on this subject already. Number three, The Hangover. We've discussed this. Domestic beers tend to seem, to our experience, give us hangovers when we drink other beers, for example, the beloved Boulevard beer.
I would say cheap domestic beers.
Yeah, especially cheap.
Because Boulevard's technically domestic.
True, technically. But there are some beers that just don't seem to give us the same hangover that cheap domestic beers do. The hangover is tough. The hangovers can be tough, especially at my age. I'm old.
Oh, are you ever.
I'm crazy old.
Regular Methuselah over there.
Do you want to be lowbrow or highbrow?
Oh, I'm highbrow.
All right, so... Okay, so here's how we're going to do it from now on. He's highbrow. Oh, no, wait, let's see. I'm lowbrow, and he's...
Highbrow.
Actually, probably say it. I'm lowbrow, and
highbrow.
I'm highbrow. No, and I'm highbrow.
I'm highbrow.
And together, we're unibrow.
Right.
We say it together. See, so let's try it again.
You gotta wake Gerard up.
I know. Well, I know. He's had a couple. He's batting practice slowed him down. Okay.
I'm too highbrow for this exercise.
I'm lowbrow.
Highbrow.
No. I'm lowbrow, and then you say I'm highbrow.
You're highbrow.
No. No. This is like when I tried to make you DJ on the old show.
Oh, that was horrible.
We're gonna do that again sometime on your show.
I crashed. And
it was
burned
terrible.
On that
Can
one.
You try to get this right? Because we got a lot of show to do tonight.
I know. I'm kind of messing with you.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm lowbrow.
I'm highbrow.
And together we're unibrow. See, now that can be our show intro from now on.
No.
No?
No.
Come on. Come on.
All right. If you want to be unibrow together, are you the left brow or the right brow?
I don't know.
I may not be able to produce the show after that every week. I'm just not sure.
We're fine. By the way, we missed the rapture by that much. And when I say that, I mean, I didn't really know that there are people out there predicting the rapture until after we Memorex the show last week. So I was glad to find out that I did wake up on Sunday morning or Saturday morning or whatever the heck it was supposed to be. So we could have had a lot of fun with that. But now that it's over, it's old news.
I'm not really here.
No.
I've already been assumed into heaven. This is an angelic proxy.
I understand.
Deal with it, bitches.
All right. I'm trying to think of what direction to go here. All right, Celebrity Apprentice. I had another fan of the show say to me this week, they said, well, now that Celebrity Apprentice is over, they said, what the hell are you going to talk about? What are you going to fill the other 30 minutes of your show with? and I've tried to stay off of it. I really, really have. My prediction from weeks and weeks ago came true.
You called that one.
Thank you.
Credit where it is due.
Thank you for admitting. And really, in his honor, I don't really have I don't have any special lyrics necessarily prepared, but I really feel we should do something for him. Because this song was the song that, you know, it's like, okay, it's kind of dumb, but it's kind of fun too. You know. With the exception of the banjo. Take the banjo out. It's really cool.
There are a couple weird noises at the beginning, too.
Yes. When I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills, and it thrills, like the horns on my Silverado grill. Like the horns on Dion C. Warwick. We'll get to her in a minute.
Oh, there's some bad lyrics.
I know. Yeah, John Rich, winner of Celebrity Apprentice, by the way. I just want to mention that. Well, here we go. Save a horse, ride a deaf girl. Yeah, so John Rich defeated Marley Matlin, and I'm not surprised by that. If Marley Matlin would have won, I would have been pissed because she's had enough gimmies.
And unless she obviously blew it, you know, knocked it out of the park.
Literally.
Well, I don't know if it would make the same sound if you're deaf.
Maybe not.
It'd be more like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. This is true. This is true. So I was glad to see John Rich win. I'm a John Rich fan, even though the music he's been putting out the last few years has been utter S word piles.
yes. That's being kind.
So on the finale, here's the funny thing. Okay. First of all, we find out Richard Hatch is not there for the reunion because Richard Hatch is back in prison where he's happiest. Kid you not. Kid you not. See, I told you that guy migrates to prison. He loves it there. I get to see him. He puts the orange suit on. Hello, everybody. I'm here. Everybody line up. I'm here. Richard Hatch is here. You know, you can see it. You can see it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That guy. And then they didn't mention her at all. Dionne C. Warwick, not there at all for the reunion. I've not Googled it. I don't know why. I can only imagine.
But I think we know why.
I think we do know why.
I think she might have harbored a little bit of a grudge.
Could be.
Just slightly. You wouldn't think she'd be the kind of personality to do that, would you?
No, not Dionne C. Warwick, where the C stands for complimentary.
Well, it stands for other things. Yes. Of a single syllable.
Yes. Yes, it does. So anyway, okay. So John Rich wins Celebrity Apprentice. We're done with that. Okay, we're done.
Amen.
We're done.
Let us speak no more of this.
Yeah, although John Rich's personality is the personality I could aspire to be, okay? He's the complete opposite of me, okay?
In what way?
And Batman's there nodding his head left and right. Yes, he is the complete opposite. What's that?
No, I was just, in what way?
Well, he's civil. I mean, me at work, in my real job, I yell all the time. And I tell people how it is.
That's because your coworkers don't speak English.
Half of them. And I don't sugarcoat things. I mean, I really, really, really don't sugarcoat things.
In your business, though, you
can't.
What
are you talking about my coworkers for? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, you know, they're moving the product. And if they're not moving the product well... You gotta crack some skulls.
Precisely. Precisely.
How many former country music singers are in your business?
I can't think of any.
Oh, they might be mantra?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
They might be customers, but they're not.
You're right. No, you're absolutely right. You're right. So all right, we gotta get off the
Okay.
All right, I'm sorry about that. I kept going. So we gotta get off.
Okay.
Okay.
Duly noted.
All right. Very quickly, thank you for the get-together on Saturday night.
Well, it was not just for you, but I'm glad you came and
had a good time.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
More than welcome.
Definitely. You introduced me to many more beers, and I introduced myself to a headache there later in the evening.
Headaches can come in any way, shape, or form.
Yes, they can. Yes, they can. Real quick, something about, something else about about your get-together.
Uh-huh.
It's been discovered that Brad likes excess. I drink a little more than I probably should, and I eat a little more than I probably should. I mean, I usually impress because I don't just have one sandwich. I have two big sandwiches.
Well, I think that's when you have that moment because you have the kind of thing where you're kind of monk-like throughout the week.
And then
you have your sort of binging day.
I do.
You're going to darn well take full advantage of that.
I did. And then people mention it. It's like, whoa, man, you are something. It's like, no, I'm not always like this. I mean, I could do this every day, but I don't.
You could, and you wouldn't look like you do now were you to make that decision.
True. And this is the problem that I have real quick. I don't know if anybody's like this or not. Maybe I'm the only one who's like this. But when it comes to beer or food, booze or food, I like to have more available. I want to be able to stop myself.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to have to stop because I'm out, okay?
Right.
So when it comes to beer, if I'm thinking I'm going to drink six, I want to have at least 9, 10, or 12 of them
available.
Available, okay? I want to decide when I'm done, okay?
Right.
I don't want to run out and have the refrigerator being empty decide that I'm done, okay?
Right.
Same thing with food. It's like, okay, you're only making me one. Don't make me just one burger. I need to have you make me two, and I'll decide later if I want the second one.
And you took two down.
Oh, I did, just like I did with the sub sandwiches at Super Bowl.
And they were not small.
No, they weren't. They were great, too, by the way. So I'm just a guy of excess. I can't help it. I mean, I literally, the reason I love Elvis so much is I would be Elvis if I could be. I'd be a drunk Elvis. But
that's excess, not X's.
Both. Right. Okay. Ecstasy as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Good to know. We'll add that to the list.
Well, because you know I do have a particular job that I do.
Hello.
Right?
Oh,
it's
yes.
Your
ecstasy.
Drug dealer.
But let me see here. I forgot to play this earlier, too. Just for Dion.
The C word.
Yeah. But.
Well played.
Anyway, great thing happened to me on Saturday as well. Joel Fry, whom I've mentioned before here on the show, he does the Saturday Night Sports Special every Saturday night from 10 to midnight on 98.3 Wow FM, WOW FM,
wow.
In Des Moines, Iowa.
Des Moines.
I'm an Iowan, exactly.
It shows.
Yep, I know it does. He asked me to be on the show. Remember, he asked me a long time ago to be on the show and wanted me to talk K-State basketball. And I said, no, you don't want me to talk K-State basketball.
So that would have been funny.
Would not have been good. So this time he asked me to get on the show with him and uh-huh. discuss a few things. And I said, well, let's talk Chiefs and Royals. He said, oh, I'd love to get your opinion on the Chiefs draft, yada, yada, yada. So we did a call on uh-huh. Saturday night, and it was a great time. I really, really enjoy Joel. He's got a great show. You can check him out at 98.3WOWFM.com or also at FrySportsRadio.com. That's Fry, just like you fry fish, F-R-Y, SportsRadio.com. I actually have not even listened to his podcast yet from this last week, the one that I was on. So, I mean, rather than play clips of me on somebody else's show, may as well just go on here and pimp him and his show and say, hey, go check him out and
it's
listen.
It's a circle of love.
It is. He did a great, wonderful job uh-huh. of pimping us in this show and let me talk about it for a few minutes and also just told me how much he enjoyed it. It really means a lot to us to hear that. So thank you, Joel, and I look forward to being on the show again in the near future when the Chiefs are, 2-7.
Equally crappy.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So we'll see how it goes. A couple of things that I wanted to mention that I'm very passionate about. First of all, you know how I feel about the weather, Jared.
Oh, the weather loves you right back.
I know. And yesterday here in Kansas City, we had some moments that we didn't talk about at all during batting practice.
No, some ho-nados.
Some who?
Ho-nados.
Ho-nados? Oh, ho-nados. Is that what we're calling them now?
I don't know.
Ho-nados. I don't know. All I know is this. Look, let me clarify one thing before we go any further.
Mm, yeah.
I am not downplaying the dangerous activity of a tornado, okay?
No, right.
Far more dangerous than a blizzard that you pussies here in Kansas City don't know how to handle either, okay?
Right.
Tornadoes much more dangerous and multiplied by the fact that Joplin, a city 2.5 to 3 hours south of us here, was just devastated last weekend.
Yeah, they got pounded pretty badly.
They did. And it's been sensationalized quite a bit on the news here,
mm-hmm.
Rightfully so, because it was so frightening, because it happened so fast, and people didn't have a chance to take cover. And the death toll now is at 125 and rising, and it's sad. It's tough.
Yeah.
But we had some tornadic activity go through the city here in Kansas City, yesterday afternoon, around 11:30, 12:30, in the afternoon. And I'm trying to think of what point to make on this. First of all, again, I have no problem with people taking shelter. Okay.
Right.
Three quarters, maybe even 5/6 of our company went down into our basement that is infested with rodents and and also some life forms that we're not sure where they derive from.
So if you want to escape tornadoes, fine, but you'll probably end up with the plague.
Exactly. What's worse, So
right.
I stayed upstairs. I did a little videoing, which I have not had a chance to get a hold of yet. Nothing that spectacular because I didn't see any funnel clouds. But so I have no problem with people going downstairs or whatever. But what I do have a problem with are people freaking out and trying to call their family members, okay? Amidst a storm, a thunderstorm,
uh-huh.
okay? But the problem is that you've got the news freaking out about every possible sighting of a tornado. And there's no definition of the difference between a wall cloud, a funnel cloud, a funnel cloud on the ground, which I call a tornado, or rotation. They call all of it a tornado.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I was at home that day because my daughter had her school play, mm-hmm. and I was so I worked at home so I could catch her play, mm-hmm. and the sirens went off for an hour in my neck of the woods, and I just had images of these poor kids being in a bathroom for an hour and a teacher about to pull her hair out because that's what happened. And then it happened. Her play was supposed to be at 12:45, right at the time the honados were going through.
Yes.
And unfortunately, they had the play later. But the news channel I was watching was very good about saying, look, these aren't that serious. You know, you should take shelter, but come back up. They're not like what hit Joplin. They're not like that strong. And so, like, so we never, my wife and I never ultimately took shelter, which might have been stupid, but nothing was really close to us. They did a good job. They had three of them they were tracking, three of these funnily business things that weren't ever maybe... perhaps tornadoes, but
yeah,
nothing was close to
you
us.
You just have to use your brain now.
Yeah.
And again, I have no problem with people taking shelter in situations like that. It's just that it just gets so sensationalized on the news, it you does. Know? And yes, sir.
I have to totally agree. I have to chime in on this. There mm-hmm. was a, they kept showing the footage from Oklahoma on both the Weather Channel and Katie Horner.
Oh,
they
God.
Kept showing the footage from Oklahoma from the day before, and then they'd come back to us. Not one funnel cloud. One guy, some spotter somewhere, some unknown spotter saw rotation. So everybody had to go through hell. The sirens went off for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Then the thing was supposed to be over at 15 after. Sirens were still going off at 30 after because these people on the news were telling everyone this horrible stuff, but there was not one sighting of anything touching down near here.
I completely agree. Now, allegedly, I heard that there were some small touchdowns and all this, but again, I don't care.
That was the Chiefs. It's small.
Exactly.
No, it wasn't the Chiefs. It was precisely. Who was playing the Chiefs.
And you know, he's a small touch. If Katie Horner had an erection the size of Peter North the other day, ooh. I mean, she really did. And you want to, but normally her erection is more like a small touchdown. But anyway, all right. But seriously, you're right. I totally agree, Batman. And even worse, you know, I have to live with a woman who completely exaggerates the weather situation. Now, I don't want to make fun of my wife. I love my wife dearly, and I love my child dearly as well. But my wife calls me amidst this thing that's going on. My boss is in the hallway talking to his wife on the phone, who lives in Johnson County, and he's freaking out and yelling on the phone, "Oh, you're in the basement. All right. Okay. All right, Sylvie. All right." And then my wife calls me and goes, "I don't know. Should I go get our daughter? Daycare? Should I go get her? Because my wife works at home now, And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not worried about this. Just whatever you want to do, but you're going to be the only person going to daycare to pick up our daughter.
Right.
Long story short, she goes and picks her up. Come to find out, she wasn't the only one to go pick up her kid.
Of course.
But she went and picked up her kid and was in the basement the entire time. And it's like, all right. Whatever.
Well, maybe she has some good insight about what you can do in the basement now.
You know, it could be. I don't know. She goes down with a thunderstorm. It's ridiculous. And the other point that I was going to make is the following. Well, I call this tornadoes causing tornadoes is what this boils down to. You know, it's just ridiculous. Yes. People freaking out. And I'm on Twitter, and there are people, and God bless them, because some of them are listeners of this show, that are freaking out, trying to call their family.
Right.
What are you trying to call them for? Nothing happened.
I know.
It did not happen. I mean, it was like these people must have been dead in 2003. Okay? 2003 was a different story. That may have been a good time to be in your basement.
Yeah.
Were you in your basement in 2003?
You know, it's funny. I live down south, and it's funny.
Oh, that's right.
Like,
okay.
Nothing happened in Johnson County. Like, they all hit, like, Parkville and up north, and KCK, you know, Liberty got hit.
Yeah.
And all these areas got hit, and I remember I saw a movie with a friend that day, and we came out like, huh, the sky looks a little bad up north, but we didn't think anything of it down, you know, I was in Olathe and Overland Park, and nothing
well, and happened. And then the other thing that happened that just chaps my ass, and again, God bless my mom, it's not her fault, but she calls me about 2 hours later on my cell phone,
uh-huh.
and I picked up the phone, and I didn't even say hello, I just said, we're fine. And she goes, well, you know, I didn't know anything about it until then Jane told me that asked me if Brad was okay and blah, blah, blah. Well, here's what I'm sure happened. They're watching the Weather Channel 4 hours north in Sioux City, Iowa, and it says tornadoes in Kansas City. Okay,
right.
That is so broad. That is so broad. It doesn't tell right. you anything about the activity. It doesn't tell you anything about destruction. It just says tornadoes. Well, again, tornado is not defined right. with crap, okay?
I know.
And then also people, I don't know, what's our radius here? 50 miles in Kansas City?
Well, we're the most geographically spread out metro in the country.
We're
yeah.
huge. So if it's not saying exact locations, come on.
Well,
come on.
I know. And I had the same thing. People called me to ask if we were okay. And it reached the point where it's just absolutely absurd. It was not that bad.
It really was not. It really, really was not. Did it have some potential? Yeah. But quite frankly, it wasn't muggy enough yesterday for it to get really bad. It really, really wasn't.
At least people cared enough to send the very best, man.
I appreciate that. Well, the more you know, baby. I'll tell you what. I've got a lot on my plate, a lot on my mind.
All right.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. I want to tell you some drama happening regarding this show and an affiliate and listeners.
Shocking. You and drama?
It hasn't happened at all till now.
But drama follows you eventually.
I'm going to do my best to hold back. I wanted to tell you about this last Saturday night, but I didn't have a chance to tell you about it. So okay. I'm just going to open it up on the air, and I'm going to get yours and Batman's opinion because I have my opinion as well. And
All right.
Let's take the break, and we will be right back.
The Brad Westmore Show will be right back.
Hello, fellow listeners of the Brad Westmore Show. This is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the guy who rested on the seventh day, G-O-D, God. Yep, it's me again. I'm sure many of you are wondering why in my name the rapture did not occur this past weekend. Well, there were many factors that caused this great event to not happen. First of all, we have an angel lockout going on up here. Negotiations are taking place as I speak, but unfortunately, we were not able to resolve this conflict before my son's scheduled flight back to Earth. We have made progress, however. For example, the death of Osama bin Laden? That was part of the deal we've been working on. Unfortunately, the locked out angels were also calling for Oprah's head. We compromised with an end to her stupid self-serving show. We also have some angels insisting on a transfer to, you know where, downstairs. Apparently, these angels are more intrigued at the prospect of watching Hussein and bin Laden be tortured for eternity, instead of pitching to Roger Maris or going on a heavenly tour with Elvis. And finally, the other reason your blessed rapture did not take place? We're simply overcrowded up here behind the pearly gates. We're working on expanding, some remodeling and so on, but this too has been held up by the angel lockout. So for now, sit tight, my brethren. Please know, your acceptance into my kingdom will happen, someday, some way, somehow. Until then, please continue on as normal, whatever that is. Amen.
The following program is intended for immature audiences. The Brad Westmore Show.
75% chance I pee my pants before the show ends tonight. I just wanted to mention that.
75, huh?
Yeah, it could happen.
Nice.
It really could. That's the problem with doing a one-hour show and doing these one-and-a-half-minute breaks or whatever they are. It's like there's no time to take the pee breaks.
Well, you need to go all trucker, you know, get the Stadium Pal or get a Gatorade bottle and...
Hey,
there you go.
Whose is this, Batman?
I'm not sure whose that is. It might be yours now.
What is it?
It used to be tea or lemonade or something, I think.
Teamonade.
Yeah, it smells like tea. Yeah.
See, they wouldn't even notice. Yeah. You could add a little man tea to that. No one would know.
Man. All right, so here's what happened. Let's get right into this, okay?
Drama, right?
Remember, yeah, you know, we had a affiliate back on the old show. The Big Joe. Remember the Big Joe? I talked about him. He actually picked up the show this time around as well. He had an
very
internet
nice
radio station. Yeah.
The Big Joe.
His name is Joe, as a matter of fact.
Shockingly.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well
we
done.
We need to do a station here called The Big Todd, you know.
Or Todd's Big something.
Yeah. Anyway, so The Big Joe carried the show, the old show, and eventually dropped the old show. Because he felt that it just didn't fit the format. that, of course, he's a big music station, which just makes sense.
Right.
You know, and so I was a little surprised, as you can imagine, that he was interested in picking up this show. Okay.
Okay.
But gotcha. I thought, okay, maybe he's opened his mind a little bit. And I thought, well, you know, he gets some pretty good listeners on there, you know, for the music. So we'll see what goes on. So we're like, what now? We're about 4 months into the show. Is that right? 5 months? Wait, February, March, all January, February, March, April. 5 months into the show.
Mm.
20 shows into it. Okay. And I get an email from him last weekend saying, I'm going to have to drop the show. People want to hear more music.
Of course.
I'm like, okay, Joe, I understand. Gee, haven't heard that before. You know, and right. I was nice to him and I said that. I said, you know, this seems like this has happened before, but, you know, I understand, you know, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And I don't remember how it happened, but he came back to me with another response saying, well, here's what happened. He said, I got a couple of comments. He used the word comments about the gay or nay segment.
Oh, really?
And my initial thought, and actually my response to him was, really? Comments about the gay or nay segment we did last week. And I guess my whole point was this, and tell me if I'm wrong, guys, but this is what I told Joe. I said, that segment was tame.
Yeah.
Very, 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 very tame. Am I right, Batman? Yeah.
I mean, was super tame.
I thought so. And I said,
people are too damn sensitive.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, seriously. I mean, if you had somebody really make comments about that, I told him, oh, I know what it was. He told me that he would give the show another shot for a few weeks.
Uh-huh.
And then he told me that it was the gay or nay thing he got comments on. And I said, no, you know what, dude? Seriously. If you got comments of negativity about that segment, you're going to have more problems. So just don't air the show.
So which way were the comments? Were they?
Well, this is the fun thing about these people. No offense, Joe, but, you know, kind of offense. Okay? Here's the deal. You never get details. You just get these half explanations. Uh-huh. You know? I mean, if it was me.
Right.
And again, this is just me, Mr. Businessman. You know, I mean, I've done fairly well in my business, you know.
Hello.
Right.
It's your drug dealer.
I would give more specifics so people understood.
Well, and because honestly, the criticism could come from one of two ways. It could be gay folks who were offended.
Yeah.
Or it could be uptight conservative panty waists who thought, how could you even gay. Talk about gay? Right.
Exactly.
Who knows where the angle is? Not that it ultimately impacts what we're doing here, but...
Well, and quite frankly, I don't know if Joe's going to hear this or not. If he does, you know, I mean, I'm trying to be nice, Jared. I'm trying to be Brad 2.0. I really, really am. And
you're kind of now back to 1.9.
I know I am. I know. And I'm trying not to berate Joe. But I've got to admit, my initial reaction was one of a couple, two or three things. First of all, Joe was the one who was offended. Okay? That's a possibility.
It's his people.
Could be. Don't know.
Right.
Number two, I don't think it is that, because gay people, okay, let's be honest, gay people are pretty free and are not offended easily. I mean, they are not uptight people.
Well, if we're not passing judgment and we're not basically condemning them to rot in the burning pits of hell,
right?
You know, on the basis of that, you know, that there was no judgment there.
No, precisely. Yeah. So then I got to thinking that maybe it was just an excuse to not air the show anymore because maybe he's seen that the listeners have dropped off, which was the initial impression that I got from him.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So maybe he thought that that wasn't enough and he had to give me some other reason as to why he felt the show wasn't doing well or that he didn't want to air the show anymore. Right. Then I got to wondering if maybe it's possible. Tell me if I'm wrong, guys. Maybe it's possible that Joe likes to sop up grease off of his pizza with napkins. It's
possibly.
Very, very possible that he was offended and mad when we called that kind of gay.
Or he shops with a really girly cart.
Could be. I don't know.
He decorates his shopping cart with ribbons or...
Could be.
Right.
But the bottom line is this. If what Joe said was true, about somebody, or no, sorry, comments in the plural. Comments.
Which
in
could
the plural.
Mean two.
Two.
Two in the vernacular.
Yes, it could mean two. If that were true, how far in the closet does one have to be offended by gay or nay? That's all I'm asking. Because it doesn't hurt me at all. It really, I mean, let's be honest. You know I'm not bringing this up because it bothers me. I don't care. I really, really.
Life goes on.
It, exactly. Yeah. I really, really don't care. I wish Joe the best. I think his station is great. I really, really do. And maybe we really didn't fit on there. I'm not sure why he put us on.
But then just say that.
I agree.
Why invent this sort of, I mean, if
you invent it's a question of event, right, of inventing. I don't know. I don't know. I'd like to know more. I didn't want to press. I thought it was the right thing to do to not press, and I thought it was the right thing to do to tell him, no, don't air the show anymore.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Because last thing you want is an Arrow 97.
Yeah, situation. I don't
want
to hear any more reasons as to why. I don't care. Yeah. I really don't care. If you like this show, listen. If you don't like this show, don't listen.
That's the whole point.
It's exactly.
You'll
it's,
do what you're going to do.
Yeah. And this is the reason why I have not pursued affiliates any further. When we first started doing the show, I sent out a note to some people that I knew, including Joe, and said, if you're interested, here's what we're doing. Okay?
Right.
And only a few people responded, and that's great, because really, ultimately, Jackalope Radio and our podcast and downloads are our affiliates. It can't get any easier for people to listen than that. Internet affiliates, or even those small FM stations, I mean, well, I wouldn't mind being on them. You know, it doesn't matter because people are going to listen on demand via the downloads on jackaloperadio.com and also through the podcast. And that's all that matters.
Well, and I was going to say, if they can't listen to us through the internet means, then, you know, they can't figure that out, and they're probably not smart enough to get the content anyway.
Well, it's very true. It's very true. So I apparently, you know, the Big Joe's listeners would rather hear Lady Gaga than us.
Gay or nay?
Very gay.
Yeah.
Very gay. Yes.
Ding.
Very gay. Yes.
Next.
Yeah.
That's Liberace gay.
Very liberal. Yes. Thank you. I've got so many routes that I want to go, but I think it's fair. And hopefully Jared can help me out with this because this is something that you didn't know was coming, but you kind of did, but you didn't. I'm really screwing this microphone up tonight.
You are. You're like the devil out there.
It's time. It's time to bring Tom Baudet back for the service. Here we go, Tom.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Everyone's saying frugal is the new cool. Well, I have two quibbles with that. First, cool is subjective. Some think head-to-toe leather is cool. It's not. It's one man's opinion. And second, frugal isn't the new cool because it's the old cool. Motel 6 has been saving people money with the lowest price of any national chain since before it was cool. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
So several weeks ago, we brought this up, and, you know, Tom Baudet's become quite an icon. You know, he's been around a long time.
Yes, although his voice seems to be kind of giving out a little bit on
him. A little older, you know.
Yeah. Motel
it's not
6.
That bad.
Oh, we'll keep the light on for you.
It's not that bad. Not that bad. But my point in bringing these up is I don't know how Motel 6 has stayed in business. I really, really don't know how. I mean, how bad?
Oh, come on. Is it that hard to figure out?
You're
right. They always depot folks who need the place to stay in the room.
How was that again?
Yeah, you heard me. They always depot folks who need the place to stay in the room.
Are you implying? Are you implying
what would
that
I possibly
people of color are poor?
No. I'm saying
because I am. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course.
There
I'm
goes
kidding.
How many other affiliates?
Again. Don't be so goddamn uptight out there. So remember, we had an affiliate that like dropped me for saying goddamn too much back in the day.
Right.
You know?
And you also had some that dropped you because you didn't believe in their fanciful tales of world domination.
This is true as well. But the goddamn thing. Okay, look, seriously. I mean, I'm off on a tangent. But seriously, think about it. How bad? I mean, seriously, don't be so offended by GD. Come on.
There are plenty of other things.
Good God. The F word is far, far nastier than GD.
Or get offended by my horrible voice or my complete lack of talent. I'll take that.
I still got to get you to DJ on here. But
no.
Yeah, we got to do that. We have to do that again sometime soon. People would love it. the thing about Motel 6, I mean, the truth about Motel 6, it would probably sound something more like this. I'm just guessing. And this is the only instrumental I could find of this music, but a little fast, but hi, Tom Baudet from Motel 6. Do you like to I'm trying to think of how to do it, you know? Do you like motels where the no smoking signs double as ashtrays? Or how about holes in the wall where framed pictures used to hang? Electrical outlets that are hanging out of the wall by wires? Or man-made stains on the floor and comforter? Motel 6 has it all for you, and if you don't have it here, let us know. We'll make it for you. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and
we'll leave the lights on for
you. I don't know if we should say it that way or not. I was kind of wondering if it should be, you'll want to turn the light off? Something
it's
like that?
It's probably for the best.
Yeah. Just a thought.
Right.
I mean, but that kind of gives you an idea. I mean, Motel 6, it's an asshole. Okay.
On its best day.
Yeah, absolutely. When I first started off at my job,
hello,
the current one I have,
it's your,
you know,
drug dealer.
They said, look, don't worry about, you know, go ahead, you got your company credit card, you need to stay places.
In case you needed anything at all.
You got to do what you want, you know, have a good time, feel comfortable.
You know, you can always call me just
so
to talk.
I took that as, I better be careful with how much money I spend, okay? So the first time I'm in Denver, Colorado, big market for us, okay? First time I'm actually in Fort Collins, Colorado. And if you're familiar with the area at all, you'll know that north of Denver on I-25 is Fort Collins, okay?
Right.
And there is a street there, an exit, which I can't recall off the top of my head what the exit is, but you'll see a Motel 6 just off to the west, okay?
Uh-huh.
I stayed there.
Oh, mercy.
Thinking I needed to save money, okay? Oh, my God. OMG. It was so nasty, okay? And I've never stayed at one again. In fact, my boss said to me, why did you stay there? I said, well, I was trying to save money. He said, well,
it's bad if your boss calls you out on that.
Yeah, you don't need to do that, really.
Yeah.
You can stay at a better place than that. I said, okay. And I don't think I've stayed at a Motel 6 again, although I have stayed at a few Holiday Inns that resemble Motel 6s. Holiday Inn is like it's the place that's stuck in the 70s. It's still got the same carpet.
Uh-huh.
With mustard stains and man-made stains, and just it's just nasty. And they haven't upgraded it at all since 1972.
Some of them are better than others, but usually you're pretty much
Holiday
right.
Inn Expresses are better because they're new.
I do like, and they're businessy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they give you free internet access.
Exactly. But Holiday Inns, I stayed at the one that I'm sure, I think I talked about this on the old show. I stayed at the one in Stillwater. Now, first of all, Stillwater, you know,
there's only so high you can go in Stillwater.
Yeah, they're a one horse town, you know. And it's not pretty at all to begin with. And then you stay at a Holiday Inn,
no.
It's just not right. So I don't know. Do you want to try? You want me to do another one?
Do you want me to?
You want to try?
Yeah, go ahead and try.
All right. I'll try not to botch this.
All right. Now you got to wait for the music intro to start. And then you say, hi, I'm Tom Baudet from Motel.
Right.
All right. Here we go. You gonna do it in your pretend Tom Baudet voice, or are you gonna do it?
I'll see how I.
Can you hear Batman going to town on Skype right now?
He's click clacking away.
He is. I know.
I'm working on something in Photoshop. Thank you.
Secretary.
I want you to know we can all hear that on the air.
I think you guys can hear it, but no one else can.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. You're a good producer. Here we go.
Hi, Tom Baudet here. You might be wondering about those stains and what they mean and where they come from and where the character lies. Well, that's a little bit of a guessing game. People do like to talk. They could be anything from coming out of your whizzle nut, or they could be anything from... Oh, God, I fell apart.
Sorry, I tried.
You killed me.
I tried not to. You want to try again?
I can't.
Keep it if I don't laugh, if I promise not to laugh, if I promise not to laugh, you've obviously got something planned here. You've obviously got something.
Can I go down the same route, or is that going to be a buzzkill?
Please do. No, go ahead. People want to hear. Inquiring minds want to know. The people on the Big Joe want
to
hear
something
it.
Over
come
your
on.
Face, because I can't.
Okay. All right.
You went down there, and it kind of made me chuckle.
Ladies and gentlemen, I went down. Is that
oh,
what you
went
said?
Down.
This is the Big Jared. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Baudet here. People have been wondering about stains, where they come from, what they mean, what their significance is. There's a greater story in those stains, what they mean, where they came from, and what patterns they indicate. You could be the kind that loves the stains that come from your neighbor, or the stains that come from a lovely lady. Whatever the origin of those stains, we want you to know those stains are important to you. We understand that at Motel 6, so we're not going to clean them up. Contemplate them, add to them, make them part of your life. And if you pick up a few 6 or 8-legged critters along the way, well, the more the merrier to enjoy those stains. This is Tom Baudet here in Motel 6, and we'll leave the lights and the stains on for you.
I like that.
Oscar, he's very, very sensitive.
That was good.
Well, thank you.
That was good.
That was a little bit of ad-libbing there. So.
I think I want to try again.
Oh, bring it.
No promises.
We're going to have a Baudet off.
Because I'm not as good at ad-libbing like the entire dialogue the way you are. It's really good.
I've heard enough of those. That
it's really good. Maybe it's because I really would rather go home and go to bed right now than trying to imitate Tom Baudet. I don't know, but I'll give it one more shot.
I'm sure he's flattered.
I'm sure he is. Hi, Tom Baudet from Motel 6. Do you like mold on the bathroom ceiling and asbestos in the bathtub? How about just having one towel per room? Or how about no smoking rooms that smell like cigarettes? Well, at Motel 6, we've got that for you and lots more. Broken furniture, and don't forget, the safest locations in every city in America. Every one of our Motel 6s is located in a safe, safe neighborhood. Oh, and don't forget the cracks in the wall, the holes in the door, and the burn holes in the sheets and blankets. Oh, and of course, we've always got these for you as well. And if they're not there in your room, call us at the front desk and we'll bring them to you. Pillows with bloodstains. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and remember to turn the light off. That's all I got. I don't know. I just, you know.
You want me to go again?
Yeah, you got something?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. You'll have to let me know.
All right, we'll do one more.
Okay.
Because I
can't leave it on that note.
Maybe two more if I've got something.
Okay. Maybe I'll inspire you.
You might. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the Jared.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Baudet here. I want to talk a little bit about smells. Smells are important. There are smells that mean a lot to you folks. There are smells that don't mean a lot to you folks. Maybe you're the kind of chap who likes to stick your fingers in your armpit and give it a good sniff. Or maybe there are other places down below the belt. Who am I to judge? Maybe you like to, I don't know, rub it around in there, get a little bit of that ganch on you, and give it a good whiff. Well, we know your type of person, and we like to accommodate that at our hotel. That's why we don't use Lysol or cleaning products or anything along those natures. So every smell that you produce, you'll be able to pass on to the next guest. And what's more, all the guests who came before, you'll be able to get a little whiff of that too. So here's to cornucopia of smells and man potpourri, and we'll leave the lights on for you.
Very good. You're so good at that. You're so good at that.
Am I?
Batman's not listening, but you're really good. Do you agree? He's good at that.
I thought I was very good.
I got to do one more quick one that's going to really suck, and then we'll go to a break. So
okay.
And when we come back, we're going to play the name game to end the show. So, and I'll have to re-explain it, I'm sure, because you can't remember what
every single darn time I know. I screw it up.
It's okay, though. You'll be okay. All right. Well, we'll see what I got here.
Jason Voorhees.
Hi. Tom Baudet from Motel 6 here. Do you like televisions and alarm clocks that are permanently attached to the desk and nightstand? Burn holes in the sheets and blankets and pillows with bloodstains? Well, at Motel 6, we've been doing it for you for years and years and years. And here's the great thing about it. Those pillows with bloodstains, they're the same ones we've had for years and years and years. Oh, and don't forget the air conditioners that don't work in the heat of the summer. And if you like to sleep in other people's bodily functions, Motel 6... Motel 6 is the place for you. Ooh. And don't forget, every Motel 6 has cable TV with 23 channels. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6. Turn the light off.
Well done.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Let's take the break, and we will be right back.
The Brad Westmar Show will be right back.
You mean you haven't heard anybody say anything about either one of these.
Nope.
Well, what about these two?
Oh, they suck.
These are the same two movies. You weren't paying any attention.
No, I wasn't.
I don't think your manager would appreciate it.
I don't appreciate your ruse, ma'am.
I beg your pardon?
Your ruse, your cunning attempt to trick me.
I was only pointing out that you weren't paying any attention to what I was saying.
And I hope it feels good.
You hope what feels good?
I hope it feels so good to be right. There's nothing more exhilarating than pointing out the shortcomings of others, is there?
Well, this is the last time I rent here.
You'll be missed.
Screw you!
Welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show.
To jump backwards, just to confirm, I mean, I was Brad 1.9 given the Big Joe controversy, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
uh-huh.
I just wanted to make sure. I mean, I was close to being the new Brad.
1.9, 1.8.
I mean, I didn't bash him.
No.
It's not his fault.
You didn't call him a little puritanical Nancy Pants.
No. Except when I suggested maybe he likes to sop up pizza grease with napkins. But I don't know.
Right.
It's hard to say. Maybe he was the one who was offended.
Perhaps he's a dainty chap.
I don't know.
Right.
No comment.
And who are we to judge?
Yes.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. If you are dainty, that's okay. Perfectly fine. By the way, we didn't even get to the Geico commercials. So sometime we'll get to the Geico commercials. Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on your car insurance? You know.
Right.
I don't know if we
do. Better than those caveman ones that inspired that god-awful sitcom.
That you didn't like that, did you?
The sitcom?
Yeah, no, don't even get me started about that sitcom.
Oh,
no, I know.
It was bad.
You want to talk about being offensive? I mean, that was one of the reasons why that thing had to be completely rewritten. And yeah, we better just stop right now. I actually had a whole buttload of Twitter stuff here that I wanted to talk about that we didn't get a chance to talk about.
A tweet load.
I mean, you know, and I'm going to hold off on it because we don't have time. We don't have time.
You get on a roll.
Before I forget to tell people, though, there is supposedly, going to be a bonus segment this week.
Ooh.
Supposedly.
You tease.
Supposedly. So stand by for that. Maybe.
You saucy.
We'll see what happens.
You know what?
Name game. Batman, you ready to play the name game? He's ready. Okay. Now, here's how let me refresh your memory. We throw out a first name, and then we just continue to name famous people.
So we stick with first names.
Yes.
Okay. So we can't switch it up and go.
No, that's the way you always want to play it.
I know.
Can't switch it up. For example, let's just, maybe we've done this one before. We haven't done Bob. We haven't done Bob, have we? I don't think we've done Bob. Let's do Bob, and let's let Batman start. Bob.
Denver. Bob Denver.
Jared?
Bob Saget.
Bob Marley.
Bob Murawski.
Now, come on. Who's that?
He's the editor for Spider-Man. He works with Sam Raimi, and he also edits Evil Dead.
All right. Come on. Now, seriously, you need to... All right. That's fine. We'll take
that one. He's a friend
of mine. Batman, seriously.
He's a friend.
Yeah, but you need to get into other people's minds here.
What's wrong with that one?
You can't. Bob Rakowski. All right. Jiminy
we'll,
Bob.
We'll go on.
Bob. Come on.
I liked it.
I don't.
Bob a Lobba Ding Dong.
I mean, that counts. No, see, this is what you call it. See?
No, I was following you.
That is awesome.
I'll go with Bob.
I was going to say Bob Dylan.
Polish Jew or whatever he is. That's fine. But that's fine.
Bob Dylan.
Bob, very good. Okay. So, Bob
Butler.
No, wait. No, I haven't gone yet.
You pointed at me.
Who's Bob Butler?
He writes for the Kansas City Star.
Oh.
Bob Butler writes for the Kansas City Star?
He's the arts and entertainment guy.
All right. No,
I have one of those still?
Yeah, oh yeah, barely.
Now, we agree that we can't go with Bobby's. We have to go with Bob.
That's fine, yes.
Which, this is getting very tough. I could be the first one out here because it's actually my turn.
Bob McAdoo?
But stop it.
That's sweet.
I just want to hear you say McAdoo on the air.
I hate to say this, but I think I'm out already.
All right, now it's my turn.
Yes. Yeah.
Bob Barker.
Ooh. Good one. Duh.
Bob Geldof.
Ooh, good one. Batman.
I got a couple. Bob Walker.
Ooh.
Who's Bob Walker?
And you're not going to allow me to do that one either?
Does Jared know who Bob Walker is?
He's an actor in B-horror movies.
Stop it. Stop it. Get into...
I can't help the fact that you guys are like sticking yourselves in a box that big.
Look, the entire listening audience and the big Joe, who's not even listening going, who the hell was that?
Bob Seger. There, you happy?
There you go. Very good.
Yeah, I'm done.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm done.
Could you do another one?
It's a shame about Bob.
No, because you wouldn't know who he is. Then you'd go, oh, you're taking that one. God dang, how you doing?
You are terrible at this game.
I'm very good at this game, but you're going to go, what are you doing there?
Right, it's a bad day. Hey, everybody, I'm Tom Bodette from Motel 6.
Bob Bodette.
Bob Bodette. All right, so
you're
on that.
I'm trying to have these names here that don't mean anything. Shoot, man. What's this crap about?
I got Brad got 1 point. Jared got 2 points.
I got 3.
Todd got 3. No, you get 2 points for second place.
Oh.
Yes. Somebody else pick a name. I'm terrible at picking the names.
Oh, my word. I'm terrible, too.
Oh, come on.
Lord.
Tim. Jared starts.
Tim?
Tim.
Tim. Tiny Tim?
This is
screwed it up already, Gus.
I'm going to give you that one. I'm going to give you that one. Okay.
You're too kind.
I am. Jesus. Hey, Tiny Tim, gay or nay?
Oh, he's just a little gay.
A little dainty. Is he? Okay.
He's a little lot of things.
Tim Robbins.
Oh.
Sorry.
Tim Kazurinsky. Now, come on.
Oh, for God.
Who?
Who?
Saturday Night Live.
What's to do with all the raging round of
fine.
Croatians and Polacks?
Chances are good there's some dipstick out there listening going, I know who Tim Kazurinsky is. What's with you and the Polish Jews? What's the deal?
I don't even know what you're saying.
They own Hollywood. That's the problem. They own the grade B Hollywood, right? Is that what it is?
That's right, because the Polish aren't smart enough to own the major part of Hollywood.
Jesus.
The P Jews.
It's true. Tim, okay, so Tim Robbins to Batman, Tim was just saying your life, blah, 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 whatever his name was, and then Jared. Tim.
You said Tim Robbins, right?
I did.
Okay, Timothy Van Zandt.
You got to stick with Tim.
Tim Van Zandt.
Oh, that Afkar, he's a funny guy. Jeez. Jiminy Christmas.
Who picked Tim?
All right, Tim Seaman.
What? What?
Fine. Tim Ritter.
Do you know who Tim... Nobody cares who Tim Seaman is, do they?
No one even knows who the hell that is.
My friends do in Sioux City. Tim who?
Tim Ritter. He's a director.
Of what?
Killing Spree and Truth or Dare.
See, this is
no
fun to play with him.
It's because I know names.
Or of people that are...
Nobody else knows.
What the heck, man?
Come on, Todd. I said famous.
I can give you another Tim's. But come on, he is famous to me.
No, yeah, to you. Not wants to be famous.
He
okay,
is famous.
It doesn't count.
Okay.
No, it counts, but that's fine. Right. But stop it.
I'm trying.
You're trying too hard. We're trying too soft. Jared, what?
Tim Krzyzewski.
Who?
See,
who?
If he can make up names, I can too.
I did not make up any names.
I'm going to the Polish Jew well as well.
This game is dying. Wait, I got one.
You win this one.
Tim Smith.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
I don't even know who Tim Smith is.
Tim Jones.
My brother-in-law. Yeah. Tim who? It's Batman's turn.
Tim Thomerson.
What?
Tim Thomerson.
Who is that? What B-horror movie did he direct?
Trancers. You ever watch Trancers?
Oh, yes.
He's a star of Trancers. He's in a bunch of those awesome ass.
I think star is perhaps a misapplied word.
He is a star to me.
You know, people out there listening right now going, Tim so-and-so, Tim. There's all these famous Tims that were
Tim Thomas.
Who's Tim Thomas?
Goalie of the Bruins.
His name's Tim?
Yes.
Is it Tim Thomas?
Yes.
Wow, I'm too busy just watching him flop all over the place like a goldfish out of water.
I know. Jeez.
An epileptic goldfish.
Yes, very much so. Man. Are we going to end the show? Because once again, we're back to the Batman can't tell time thing. Ugh. What's the show that's on after us that's already starting right now? What's that show?
Bump them
sorry,
for us.
Sorry.
Okay. So do I get to hear my bass? Are you going to kick in the bass?
I'm kicking in your bass, man. Sorry. Okay, I was enjoying myself.
I'm trying to hear it here. Do you hear the?
I'm going to have to cut you out, man. It's in there.
Okay. How come I don't hear my... There we go. Oh, now I know. Okay. There we go. Okay. Okay. Jared.
Yeah.
We're going to try something new soon. I don't think you're ready tonight.
No, I spent all my creativity.
I understand. But eventually we're going to let Jared close the show with a Jared quip or something like that.
I can be quiptastic or quiptic.
No, he was quiptic. That guy back there in the Batcave, he's quiptic.
He is quiptic. Very he's quiptic. Crazy quiptic.
Yeah. I tell you what, I'm going to, even though the show's already been cut off, I'm gonna cut it all off right now. So stay tuned and watch out for the bonus segment that'll be posted on bradwestmar.com. Thank you very much for joining us tonight on the Brad Westmar Show. Am I lowbrow?
You're lowbrow.
I'm lowbrow.
I'm highbrow.
And together we're
unibrow.
Very good. I didn't say it. I just wanted to see if you were going to do it correctly.
Failed.
Sorry.
All right.
It's Batman back there in the Batcave. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you next week. And by the way, if you did, thank you for coming. Good night.
Won't talk.